Court, Stephen Zhang v. Robert G. Ryan as co-counsel representing the appellant who is present in these proceedings. Your Honor, it's the order of the District Court to be reversed and a new order required granting naturalization to Mr. Nassim. The record does not support the District Court's finding that he committed an unlawful act which precludes finding of moral character between the requisite periods. Well, there are specific requirements that have to be satisfied to make that finding. The statute lists several what we call enumerated per se matters where there's no question you attempt to put moral character. Then there's what we call the counsel or unenumerated, which says of the reasons, the regulations, which implement the statute, say that the reasons must be unlawful acts. And all other parties and the court agree with the only published decision that you can find, the Morrison decision, which is a well-written district court case, which tells that unlawful act requires not a criminal conviction, but that the actions be a criminal act. This rises to the level of criminal conduct of an unlawful act, which is quite the case here. For some reason, which has been happening to numerous cases, this court concurred this matter that the unlawful act is a criminal act. It is my understanding that our court found that our clients lied to the Superior Court that was in any custody of the Supreme Court. I don't see that to be read any matter at all, but that was the finding.
The court found that there was a declaration, declarations, by the way, it's not admitted into evidence, and it's quite important before you get to the evidence, because if it's not admitted into evidence, it will be used as evidence. It was not admitted into evidence, and in the arguments, Mr. Singh stated that he had essentially been married to the mother of his son, something which, of course, is not material to a custody battle.
Well, it is material to the mother. He told the court that he wasn't married to the person.
Well, it may be material to the mother. He told the court the truth, but that doesn't make it an unlawful act. And I'm going to get to the Cornelius case, which says that if something like that was true to avoid such embarrassment, that the moral decision was not applied. And in this case, the appellant said, I can see the declaration until the answer was presented. And he pointed out that there was what we call a word of page, which is very suspicious, where the signature is on the page separate from the material, which is why we believe that the failure to have it introduced by the government is fatal to the use of that to make any kind of credibility finding without looking at the document and being able to determine whether or not the word of page or if it makes sense. You can't really evaluate the district court's finding it wasn't credible, but even if we accepted the fact that it was not credible, but that he did say in the truth,
that argument, that the difference between the page and the truth, I mean, it's
fresh in the front court, but it's not possible to have a change. Well, it wasn't intended to do it to try, but that it's decided to rely on part of his decision that it hadn't been admitted. So, but how can you tell the court that there was some information that you should consider the words that he had or from his document? And if somebody brought that to your attention, what was hard for identification? And we don't, you know, had a number of cases that were quite at least, you know, the teachers these days also did. It's a traditional thing, right before the matter is submitted, the parties in the court go over the documents that were admitted into evidence and that they were admitted for identification and move those documents into evidence if the party submitted something for identification and for whatever reason chose not to cooperate into evidence. It's not enough. It's
not Professor Page's useful way of trying to get cases. It's a whole very situation. It seems to me that I'm not introduced this document. I'm not using this in the court to consider what the page is to be introduced in the document, which is the standard way. Are there any reasons why you think that you should have been able to get the information from the document? Is it a part of the evidence for that you consider? So what would be wrong here?
Well, you can has to be material to the client itself. And we know work on itself, there's benefit to saying that you may be in a custody battle. That is not the law. In fact, what Mr. Hussain stated when questioned by the court was that he referred to the woman as his wife for two reasons. One, because he knew she was going to social shame. And two, he had had some sort of ceremony, while not illegal, or not a legal matter, but certainly support his contention that he was concerned about this. The U.S. Supreme Court apparently agrees with him, because in the police case, they stated that to make a misrepresentation to a voices for matters that did not be the common act, that would be so much to prove the moral character now of the public.
I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. this court may consider a finding of fraud of existing authority. Alternatively, the court may consider surrounding as a key component for purposes of the virtual statement that this court claims remand back to the court to consider a finding in accordance with this court's order.
Let me ask you further on this. Is my law on that? Did you
the
important is our marriage. The case is that we can't in deterioration activity was mysterious. Is are all the inputs within the 5-year period of survival?
That's right. But the data that must be made is the application.
And what I'm saying is, to receive all the details of the proceeding, obviously, for the linear linear, this is just important to you as a partner, and it's important as to the new application outside of the 5-year period.
Well, Your Honor, this has been, if you read the history of this case, you saw that this was the latest of a series of attempts the government has made to deny Mr. Hussein naturalization, and the only ones correctly has been controlled. And this case does seem to be getting under attention. We have reason to believe that the best course of the course of action is to get to the naturalization that he was entitled to when he filed the last time. Yes. Well, the Dang case, I think, clearly states that the enumerated factors are those that specifically state what the actions and what it was, not giving false testimony to obtain the benefit, which was not the ground that the judge decided this on. The counsel is a little bit different than the enumerated claims, but is that exceptional? Thank you very much.
Thank you. 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 Th